Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tallgrass Automotive Components Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone telephone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Joint Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. A very warm welcome to our Q2 earnings and H1 earnings call for FY26. On the call today, I'm joined by Mr. Navin Juneja, our Director on the Board, and our Group CFO, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. The results and the presentation are uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. I hope everyone has had a chance to look at it. I would like to start this call by announcing with great enthusiasm our new joint venture with Lohm Kingdee Private Limited. This marks a strategic step in line with our long-term vision of expanding capabilities and strengthening our global footprint. The partnership represents a significant milestone in Tallgrass' journey towards sustainable and technology-led growth. Through this joint venture, we will focus on developing two key products: recovered carbon black and devulcanized rubber. Recovered carbon black represents a rapidly growing segment within the global $27 billion virgin carbon black market. Similarly, the devulcanized rubber market is valued at $3.5 billion globally, which also continues to expand at a healthy pace. Driven by increased sustainability, focus on OEMs, and tire manufacturers worldwide, the collaboration brings together Tallgrass' strong OEM relationships with the big tire makers, as well as big Tier 1 OEMs as well, who need this product, market reach, and manufacturing expertise. With Lohm's advanced technology capabilities and know-how of the product, together we aim to deliver high-quality, sustainable solutions catered to both the domestic and international markets. Over the next few years, we expect this JV to evolve into a high-growth, value-creative division within Tallgrass and contribute to our profitability meaningfully. Now, coming back to the automotive industry and coming back to the automotive industry overview. In quarter two of FY26, the Indian automobile industry recorded a healthy growth of 9.5%, with total volumes reaching 8.8 million units. Growth was supported by steady domestic demand, robust exports, aided by a more stable supply chain and favorable currency conditions. The quarter started on a softer note as consumers postponed their purchase ahead of the GST2 rollout, leading to a very muted demand in early September. However, volumes rebounded sharply with the onset of Navratri and the festive season. Despite the weather-related disruptions and extended rains, the quarter closed on a strong note driven by the festive-led recovery. I'm pleased to say that we feel with the new GST taxation norms in the country, I think quarter three and quarter four will be very, very solid. Segment-wise, the two-wheeler industry grew at 10.3% year-on-year to 6.8 million units, predominantly because of rural demand and the GST benefit. The three-wheeler posted a robust growth of 21%, reaching 3.5 lakh units, driven by ease of financing and higher demand for good carriers. Tractor volumes remained stable, benefiting from the GST cut from 12% to 5%. And obviously, the favorable monsoons this year added to their glory. The passenger vehicle segment showed gradual recovery with 2.4% growth year-on-year to 1.3 million units, aided by GST reductions. Commercial vehicles registered a 9.4% growth, reaching 2.6 lakh units, supported by the momentum in infrastructure. Now coming to the company's performance, in H1 FY26, Talgo's reported a revenue of 427 crores, a performance that was partly impacted by the muted momentum across the automotive industry during the period. The quarter for us saw an unexpected disruption due to a cyber attack to one of our large key European clients, which temporarily affected their operations and even our operations. This led to a one-time business loss of about 10 crores for the quarter. However, we've already recovered a portion of this in Q3 FY26 and expect the remainder to come good in the year. Despite these short-term challenges, we are pleased to have delivered a robust EBITDA of 16.5%, which is, again, a high number in the industry. This has happened because of our various operations excellence, cost-saving measures, and also a focus on a good product mix. Exports remain a significant part of our business, contributing to 26% of our total revenue. Within the export mix, UK accounts for 54%, followed by Europe without the UK at 26%, and the US at 14%. This continues to reaffirm Talgo's growing global presence, supported by long-standing relationships with leading OEMs and Tier 1 suppliers. In the domestic market, towards the end of the quarter, especially in the last 10 days of September and through October, we have begun to see a clear pickup in demand, led by improved OEM schedules and a big traction in the domestic market because of this whole GST cut. As I mentioned earlier in the call, we are seeing Q3, Q4, in other words, half year two, H2, to be better than the H1. We at Talgo's continue to maintain a balanced revenue mix over domestic OEMs, aftermarket and exports, and also have a very hedged portfolio by supplying to every segment possible, from the lightest two-wheeler to the heaviest truck. Looking ahead, our strategic focus remains on business diversification, strengthening OEM relationships, margin enhancement through a sharper product mix, and continued cost optimization. We are also actively exploring new product lines and technologies with new partners in the future. With this, I request Mr. Naveen Juneja to update you on the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants. Let me begin with the financial overview. Total revenue for Q2 of FY26 stood at 217 crore and for H1 of FY26 it stood at 427 crore. EBITDA for Q2 of FY26 stood at 36 crore. For H1 of FY26 it stood at 70 crore. EBITDA margins for Q2 of FY26 stood at 16.4% and for H1 of FY26 it stood at 16.5%, marginally lower than last year because of increased employee costs and due to increment provided in the half year. PAT for Q2 FY26 stood at 23 crores as against 23 crores in Q2 of FY25. For H1 of FY26, it stood at 45 crores as compared to 44 crores of the same period last year, a growth of nearly 3%. In GASKI, now coming to division-wise performance. In the GASKI division, in Q2 of FY26, sales for GASKI division stood at 143 crores as against 144 crores in Q2 of FY25. And for H1 of FY26, GASKI sale was 278 crores as against 277 crores in H1 of FY25. It was a flat. EBITDA for Q2 of FY26 stood at 24 crores and for H1 of FY26, the segment saw EBITDA of 46 crores. Now coming to the forging division. Revenue in Q2 of FY26 was rupees 76 crores as against 77 crores in Q2 of FY25. And for H1 of FY26, the revenue stood at 151 crores as against 150 crores in H1 of FY25. EBITDA stood at 13 crores for Q2 of FY26 as against 13 crores in Q2 of FY25. And EBITDA for H1 of FY26 stood at 26 crores and versus same 26 crores in the same period last year. For coming to Marelli Servo Chassis Systems Private Limited, revenue for Q2 of FY26 stood at 79 crores as against 67 crores, a growth of 18%, and for H1 of FY26 it stood at 152 crores versus 136 crores in H1 of FY25, registering a growth of 12% on a YoY basis. EBITDA for Q2 of FY26 was 15 crores, a growth of 44% on a YoY basis, and it stood at 28 crores in H1 of FY26 as it is 20 crores in H1 of FY25, a growth of 37% on a YoY basis. Now coming to our last joint venture, to Optelbus Maruti Rubber Private Limited, revenue of our Maruti business in Q2 of FY26 was at 35 crores and it stood at 65 crores in H1 of FY26. EBITDA stood at 4 crores in Q2 of FY26 and for H1 it was 8 crores, down by 8%. Looking ahead, we see numerous opportunities that promise ongoing growth within the automotive sector. The organization has made substantial investment in the new technologies, capacity enhancement, product diversification, and growth of its customer base and market reach. These efforts are expected to position the company well to seize future opportunities, enhance diversity, and drive long-term growth. This is all from our side, and I would now like to open the floor to question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dipen Shah from Sextense. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions. If you could just give us some more insights into maybe some new customers or new contracts which you would have added in maybe the gaskets or the forgings business, and more importantly on the Marelli business. So that is the first question. And the second question is that for the forgings and the gaskets business, you have given some guidance for FY27 in the PPT. If you could give us some more insights into how the Marelli and Maruti Rubber businesses could do. Thank you.
Thank you. And regarding adding new customers you mentioned, of course we are adding new customers like Kia, which has been delayed for last 1 year because of the rules from Korea, etc., etc. It has now been cleared, and we are expected to start the issue for that business from January of 26 in this financial year only. That business is around 13 to 15 crore per annum, this one. Number two, the command business of Russia, which was again pending for last 7 to 8 months, has now been cleared. The sample has been, I think, been delivered. So we expected that business to be started around January, February of next year. That is around 10 crore per annum business. Plus the new business of Cummins Gasket, which we are fighting for last 3 years. Now it has been cleared, everything has been cleared, the supply is supposed to commence again from January, February of next year. This is again a 10 crore business. These are the three major new additions we are coming in very, very new future in that. Except that there are some other export orders of the small quantity which has been also been getting matured and will put into production in the next couple of months. Besides this, again an order of Tata Motors issues, which has not been cleared, and because a lot of time goes in testing, etc., it has not been approved. The commercial are being in the process of being closed, so that will also start the production. So that is, as regards the forging business, of course, forging business got a huge hit in this quarter because of JLR business. They lost 5 to 7 crore business because of, you know that JLR, you know the customer, with a huge problem. The, because of the cyber attack, there was zero sales in the month of October, September. Until 7th October, there was zero sales. It is recovered 20% in the month of October, and it will be recovered 60% by November, and by December, it will be 100% back. That we got the hit. On the other hit, we got from the BMW. We got the muted growth from BMW because our push goes in EV vehicles. EV vehicles sales has dropped in the BMW. It has been muted growth in there in that business. Thirdly, my GKN business also suffered a hit because there was some
Ford Mustang. Ford Mustang, because
Ford, there was price apart to the Ford. That vehicle got recall, etc. So that, not because of our product, it's just other things. But the recall, so the volume has come down drastically on that.
The order was not very interesting last month.
Yeah, my export in that division has come down by 3-4% because of this.
Because of this
temporary phase, and the pain is there for this quarter. From January onwards, it's back on track. Don't worry about that. We are very, very new businesses we are talking to, Maridor and JCB new businesses also, and Dana new businesses are in the process of some production, so it's a trial run, etc., and development is there, so it will come on production also.
Sure.
And there is a good news also, in this business we have got the order from Mercedes, and same part we supplied to BMW, now we got the order from Mercedes. The supply, some samples are going in the month of November and December, and that's, I think the volume will grow from January onward in that business. Same to business, we got order from Mercedes also. So that is, and the peak volume, that is 20 crore business. This is a startup. This is startup. Of course, as regards Marelli, of course, we are back on track. All the Maruti businesses of EV, etc. has been started in there. The major order, we talk about the standard order, that for which, because of the testing, etc., first the designs got changed, now the testing happened, now the sample, final sample has gone there, and that is going to push on test bed, I think, one next Wednesday. Within 15 days, it will be cleared, and from January, the production will start. And that's
okay.
Regarding the second question of growth you are given. Marelli, of course, you are given the growth of 700 for the gasket division, 400 for forging. Marelli, we expect around 500 crore, and the Maruho, we expect about 170 crores. See?
Okay.
Yes, 527.
Okay. So then that would be in about 11 plus 6, about 1800 crores in the next year. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much and all the very
good. This is about 90% of the size of today.
Yeah. Understood. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Shah from BRS Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, am I audible?
Yes sir.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity sir. Sir, my first question will be on the EBITDA margin. So in Q2, our margins were 16.4%. So have you seen any one-off in these employee costs which have risen? And what should be our steady state EBITDA margin if not the case?
In the business, the same product which is exports to go a little bit up in the 14 division in future, the EBITDA margin will be around 16.5%. It should be there.
Okay, understood sir. So my next question is on the export business. Sir, on the exports, so currently contributes around 26% of total revenue in H1, and we are seeing excluding UK is 54, so remaining US 14, etc. So how are we looking at this panning out, and apart from the cyber attack, what is the demand in the region, apart from the cyber attack which happened in our plant?
Yeah, the demand in Europe has been muted, but I think from January onwards it will come up. Number two, USA has been positive for us till now. I think the tariff clarity is just around the corner. But because our products are very highly engineered, it's not easy to substitute our products. So we see, I think starting next year, Galileo next year, exports will be much better. We might, you know, gain a percent, or percent and a half over 26 on exports next year.
Much more, our target is around 35% by FY27. The business starts 100% export. It's a huge order, 100 crore plus, 150 crore.
We start in
January this year.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir, for the detailed answer. So my last question will be on the equity commitment for our new JV. So what is our CapEx requirement also for the next 2-3 years for a ramp-up of this JV as well?
JV capacity in the next 2 years is 70 crores. For 2 years, it's 70 crores, which is mixed of debt and equity, 40% equity, 60% debt.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
The next question is from the line of Sakshi from Pratap Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. I have 3 questions. Firstly, what competitive advantage does the JV offer us versus the existing RCB or rubber recycling players in India?
Yeah. First of all, I'll tell you, first of all, what is Loham? I will just give you a background of Loham before we give the answer of the next question. Loham is an R&D-led company. You can go to my website and see the company. And it has a full R&D team, of R&D center of its own, which has more than 100 engineers in it, out of which 8 to 10 are PhD. They had 5 IPs worth 300, out of which 10 has already been given to them. They are the largest producers of cobalt in India. Largest recyclers of lithium-ion batteries in India, largest battery dismantling and testing facility they have got in India, and other critical materials such as platinum, group metals, rare earth, etc. They are working on that. So this is a technology company. Now what is offered in the market today? Market today, the carbon black is available. Some companies like Villa Carbon and some other companies are entering into that business. The existing recycler gave a recovered carbon black of with 18 to 20% ash content as compared to virgin. Loham R&D has already tested the material and our product will give consistently have a sulfur percentage of around 5% only ash content will be there. It will be very close to the new virgin material and price will be approximately 25 to 30% cheaper as compared to the new. Now, coming to the de-vulcanization portion. De-vulcanization is already there in the industry. And because a lot of tire manufacturers required to, you know that, tire manufacturers are required to get the EPR because their water, the government is pushing them to have the water recycled. So this is a step towards that. Existing process which is being used by the people is very polluting and will be very low percentage of substitution. Our process, we have identified the machine manufacturer, coordinating the machine from Germany, and they have tested the product. This process is very clean, and our product will have very high substitution percentage, and it will be as good as the new rubber. So these are the plus. This will also generate EPR credit for us.
Got it. Thanks for the detailed answer. Now, given that RCB is growing at 35% CAGR globally, how much of this opportunity is realistically addressable for us?
So, we are targeting next 5 years a revenue top line of around 500 to 600 crore in this business altogether with a very healthy window of 15% plus.
Got it. And my third question, sir, is excluding the cyber attack impact, underlying revenue growth still appears neutral. So what structural gaps or product level slowdowns are causing this divergence?
I think, look, we had it was a bit muted, Europe was slow, the cyber attack happened, there was a bit of a GST momentum, but I think Q3, Q4 will be much, much, much better.
There was a very muted demand of commercial vehicles in this quarter. My commercial vehicle share of the business has gone down drastically domestic commercial was very bad. And you must have heard Tata Motor vehicles were not selling in the month of June and July. July and August, they were not selling. Very, very low demand. So now it has been recovered. We have all got very good numbers in October, and we have seen normally also looking very good for us.
Understood. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yash Shah from 3A Capital Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for giving me the chance. So what kind of margins and revenue we can expect from this new Loham JV?
The new Loham JV will be 15% to 18% EBITDA margins. Because in the recycling business, the raw material cost is very low.
Okay. And in terms of other business in Europe, how we are expect it to ramp up?
Then what you said in the
other business, Europe business.
Yes. It did not be so much muted because of JLR, etc. It was affected. Now JLR is back on track. They have been backlog orders. Their production is now ramping up. They are ramping the production. It will be, I think you will see better figures in the next 6 months. My export percentage should come back to 28-29% in this quarter. Definitely. In the next half. It will not upward. It will be BMW little down, but will recover from somewhere else. It's not big thing.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sachin from Swan Investments Manager. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
My question is regarding this, the way we have taken this new initiative regarding recycling. Are we looking at any more growth opportunities, new joint ventures or technical collaborations which can improve the overall growth trajectory for the next 3 to 4 years for the company?
Yes,
definitely. But give me some time. We first let this thing you settle. And we are open.
We're talking to people in Japan, in Korea. It's an ongoing exercise always.
Sure. Secondly, you mentioned about recovery in your leading European client because of the cyber attack. So when you say 60% recovery, you mean to say that whatever was lost, that itself, so the normal plan for October plus what was lost for 60% or what was planned for October, that 60% of that.
I'm saying whatever their capacity, whatever order we were getting earlier, suppose I'm getting an order of 5 crores, I am getting now 3 crores. It is that. First, in September it was zero. No order. Because they were not manufacturing. They were closed. In October, they gave us, because they started production from 7th November in one of the plants and 7th October in one of the plants, then to 15th from some other plants. So my supply up to 25% were delivered. November it is 60%. From December, 100% will be delivered. But you mean to say monthly schedules are to that level, coming back to that level.
Sure. So, for the full, you mentioned about 1750 to 1800 crores of revenue for next year. Can you give us some sense now how we are sitting in the second half in terms of, because you said that Q3, Q4 will be very strong. So, if you can give us some sense, I guess 635 that we did in H1, how much we can expect in
H2? Yeah, in the past 6 months, you see, we are flat as compared to last year. On a turnover wise, we achieved 646 as opposed to 632. We wrote up 2%. By the year end, this figure will be 10%.
For the second half or for the full year, I think?
Full year,
it should be. Full year. And so in terms of...
Yes, we are recording very, very fast at this.
Sure. And in terms of the CapEx plans for current year and next year, what are the CapEx plans we are doing?
The CapEx, my CapEx is, as told earlier, is going on in the gasket and forging division. The CapEx will be around 50 crores, okay? And Margot is 8 crores. In my energy business, already a lot of CapEx has been spent. It is around 60 crores this year.
Sure. And in terms of your funnel and pipeline, for the new opportunities, especially for the new order, can you give us some sense how is the funnel looking like? In between, we won two large orders of 500 crores, close to 450 500 crores last year. Are you working on
orders are coming. I will announce when the amount becomes substantial. That means we are will come back something by March on that.
Sure. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you so much for being on the call. As mentioned earlier, we are enthusiastic about a new joint venture. We're going to work on our export business, India business, and we're very hopeful with the GST cut by the government. I think quarter three, quarter four will be much, much better. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
On behalf of Talbros Automotive Components Limited, that concludes this conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you for joining us.